Good morning, gentlemen. Shavua Tov, Mazal Tov. You have to say it with more simcha, you know?
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Rabotai, the last halacha we learned together was regarding fruit from Eretz Yisrael that grew in Eretz Yisrael. So from the seven fruits from Eretz Yisrael that grew from Eretz Yisrael, sometimes you have pomegranates and dates that are grown in Israel. So the truth is, the machlok edishonim between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, what happens if they bring them to Chutz La'aretz? Do you change from Al Haaretz ve'al Perot to Al Haaretz ve'al Peroteha? The halacha is like the Rashba, and also another reading of the Rabbeinu Yonah, that we do change from Al Haaretz ve'al Perot to Al Haaretz ve'al Peroteha. Even if we're not in Israel, the Rabbeinu Yonah wants to say, you have to be there. But the halacha is, close the door please, the halacha is that it makes no difference. If the fruit was grown in Israel, then the nusach of the beracha changes. We brought the chida. It's the same halacha regarding wheat that was grown in Israel. You would have to say al haaretz ve'al mihyata. And it's the same halacha regarding wine. Wine, we have a lot of wine from Israel. If you say beracha achrona with all the conditions that you have, yes, you have to say al haaretz ve'al peri gafna. That's how you change the nusach al peri gefen to al peri gafna. Now, I had a sheila, which is the following. Let's say you thought that this pomegranate was from Israel. You say the beracha al haaretz ve'al peroteha. Then you look, Costa Rica.
Close.
Costa Rica. Now, before we answer the question, if you have a safek, if it was grown in Israel or not, then you say the regular nusach, al haaretz ve'al perot. Because al haaretz ve'al perot is more inclusive than haaretz ve'al peroteha. It's perot from Eretz Yisrael. But what happened? You made a mistake. You said al haaretz ve'al peroteha. I didn't see anyone ask the question, but I think that the answer is pashut. For that, we have to look at the nusach of the me'en shalosh. What is the intention of the chachamim when they said, you say al mihya? If you look at the lashon of the beracha of al mihya or al gefen, whatever, which is the same nusach, it's mainly focused on Eretz Yisrael. Mamash, it's unbelievable. You think normally, borei mine mezonot, you would think beracha acharona is thank you for the mazon, basically. It's 90% talking about the land of Israel. What does the land of Israel have to do with a cake that was baked in Ukraine? Ma kesher. How do you go from that? Or to the wine that from Bordeaux. So why do I have to talk about Eretz Yisrael if the wine is from Bordeaux? But the whole nusach, you start Baruch Atah Shemekumech Olam, Al Mihya V'Al Kalkala, whatever you're saying thank you for. Right away, it goes to Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava, to Eretz Yisrael. I'm drinking a Bordeaux wine. What are you talking to me about the Galil? You have to have Rachmanut Anat for the Eretz Yisrael. Mishkan Kevodach, Hamizbachach, Alech Halach. Who is talking about Mizbachach, Alech Halach? I ate a piece of cake, Ribono Shel Olam. That's all I did. Well, you have to give me a whole shiur now about Beit HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. Ma kesher? And it goes on and on. Samachin b'vinyana, ha'alim l'tucha. So the whole thing is almost like, you see the Chachamim, they used almost a remote connection with Eretz Yisrael, and they found an excuse to remind you of your connection to Eretz Yisrael and your wish to go back to Eretz Yisrael. That's what it is. And that's why the Hatima, which is the most important, when you finish the Beracha, what do you say? Baruch Atah Hashem, Ala Aretz, and something else. Why didn't you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Ala Mihya? Or Baruch Atah Hashem, Ala Gefen? No. Ala Aretz, Ve'al Peri Gefen. Ala Aretz, Ve'al Perot. It's everything but Eretz. But Ribono Shel Olam, again, this grew in Costa Rica. Why do you have to say Ala Aretz, which is Eretz Yisrael? Al Haaretz is not Costa Rica. Al Haaretz is Eretz Yisrael. Ve'al Perot. And now there's a slight difference between Perot, if it grew in Israel, or if it grew in Costa Rica. But the Ikar of the Berachah, is it? ala aretz, which means that it was a whole excuse that Chachamim found because the fruits of the list of the fruits from Eretz Yisrael that grew somewhere else, but the pomegranate, for example, reminds you of Eretz Yisrael, therefore, the ikar of the beracha is the Eretz. But Chachamim said, for that, you need certain guidance, like everything. You're only going to be able to say that beracha if it's the list of fruits that the Torah talks about, because it reminds you of Eretz Yisrael. So really, al perot and al peroteha is a minute detail that will not change anything about the ikar of the beracha. For sure, the halacha is if a person said al peroteha instead of al perot by mistake, again, he would not have to repeat the beracha, and it would be yotzei b'chavot.